Hey, y'all. What's up? What's
oh
up?
Oh my God.
It's your birthday. Welcome to SW Podcast Wednesday.
What's happening?
What's up, Queen?
It's January 12th, nigga. Y'all don't know what time it is. It's my birthday. Y'all better recognize.
Y'all better recognize. It is.
And make sure you put some respect on my name, baby. Put some respect on my name. You better recognize who you in front of. What? Who in front of you? My presence is known. And recognize. It's crazy because even my family calling me Queen C now, like, for real, like,
it's
people back home know me now as Queen C, and they will call me Queen C now, like,
it's a movement, Queen. It's different when a name carry weight behind it, you know?
It's the difference.
Got to.
Man, but I'm good, Queen, like, today my birthday. I'm 41 years old. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I done accomplished a lot to get here, baby. Y'all just don't know. If you only knew the testimony behind the face, baby, you'll be amazed. Like, how did she do what she did with what she got? That
you better speak on it, Queen. Big ups to birthday Queen. You know, we done celebrated a lot of birthdays together now. So
about three, four.
I don't know. It's been years. It's been more years now since we've known each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we've actually spent birthdays now, probably about this going to be the fourth year actually doing birthdays together. Like, and that's been amazing. We always have such a good time, y'all. So this Sunday going to be nothing else but a continuation of having a good time, celebrating, turning up. She love to dance, y'all. I think if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you will have noticed that I got some footage on there of her doing her thing, because she love to dance now. She going to party.
I just said to my neighbor when we was at lunch, I was showing her some of the footage from the weekend and on the 360. I was like, and I'm looking at, I was like, man, you know what? My whole family liked to dance.
Y'all love to dance.
Like, we love to dance, boy. Look, we juked this weekend.
Y'all hangs out. And they'll dance all night.
All night.
They'll dance all night. So it's always a celebration.
I got to warm up. See, I have to warm up.
Yeah.
I have to warm up. But my cousin, Leisha,
she jumps right into it. But it also kind of, you know, everybody has their way of easing into the moment and getting into the dance, because everybody has their own choice of how they do it. So when you getting into your warm-up mode, sometimes you do got to feel the people out. You got to feel the crowd out. You got to feel the atmosphere before you jump into it. But for the most part, when you like to dance, you going to dance. Your song come on.
I'm not paralyzed. How about that? Look. And I told
you all night. I mean, we was at the birthday party. We was at went to the brunch in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That was a whole dancing extravaganza. I don't think nobody was still in there until we sat down to eat a little bit.
Even last year at the birthday party though.
Yes.
We danced all night.
Oh yeah.
We danced all night long.
We had a great time. So in celebration of Queen C's birthday, I got a little bit of footage I'm gonna drop up here. Let me get to the footage. Y'all know we gotta get to some footage. We gotta show that footage.
Oh boy, all that we accomplished last year. Oh Lord.
So good. All right, let's put it up there. I know it's gonna mute us out. But it's gonna play for y'all. Let me see. Did it play? Okay, it played over there. That's one little part. That's one little part.
a year.
Fun stuff.
2021 don't owe me a nickel.
I'm telling you. We had a really, really, it was a really great year as far as, you know, progression went with businesses, growth, and podcasts, things of that nature. We a lot of people did have a lot of losses. A lot of things didn't go as planned. We lost a lot of people last year. We lost a lot of people that were either close to people that we know, or also celebrity wise, we lost a lot of celebrities. We lost a lot of pioneers for Black culture. We lost bundles and bundles of people. But it also was a very inspirational, motivational, and encouraging year.
It was great. It was fun. It was real fun. I learned a lot about myself. Turning 40, I don't know what it is, but it's like it just opened your eyes. I said to myself, I say, golly, like I turned 40, and it's like I just blossomed out of this shell from out of just nowhere. I think I even stunned a lot of other people.
it was amazing to see though. Like, I know personally watching the transition of you going into 40, because you were already preparing. You're like, I'm getting ready to be 40, you know. So the mindset alone pushes you to a different realm of what you're trying to go into. This is I don't know why 40 feels like jump man year to me. Just feel like it's like an amazing year of transition. So it's coming for me. I got to celebrate. But I'm just saying, watching so many amazing people turn 40 and seeing how they walked into it and how they stepped into it, it is so encouraging. And I'm not like, I've saw people do great, great, great things. And we are, the millennial stage is completely a manifestation of what our ancestors wanted, but also who our Generation Z needed to see before they stepped out and take over and start running things. So I think that we are a real great bridge between two generations. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we just created a wonderful multitude of greatness in this era, and we're able to continue to see it happen with people we know personally, people on the mainframe, people culturally. It's wonderful to see. Podcast wise, it's so many people that have come out. The podcast wave is bombastic, and you're getting to hear so many different people's views on things. But one thing I've noticed is that it comes back around to the same thing, which is bridging the gap and building amongst others, amongst ourselves, and learning how to actually demonstrate a more stronger culture. Now, implementation process, I feel like that's what the year 2022 is going to bring, implementation. So here's to implementation, Queen.
Here it is. Let's go. Let's run it. Let's run it. Let's run it. Let's run it. I'm ready though. I'm excited. I was excited last night at 10:45.
But you're out here jumping up and down.
That margarita stuff that I got, I opened that. I was like, I poured me a little. I said, I'm gonna drink this at 12. So I just sipped. I sipped on it. I'm in my phone. And it was 11:58. I went on and started praying and stuff. You know, I was grateful. I had already did my little affirmations and stuff. I started praying and everything. And then 12:01, I was in the bed. But I tell you, no lie, by 12:15, I was out. By 12:15, I was like, I'm going to stay up till 1. I'm going to do this shot. And I'm going to just, like, be grateful. Probably dance a little bit. Man, I was gone.
But that's honestly the birthday. Sometimes the birthday night is the night you got to get your rest, because everything else surrounding you know, if your birthday falls in between the week, that night is really a rest night mostly. Yeah. You got to be hanging out this weekend. You was hanging out last weekend. You came from the weekend hanging out, coming into your birthday, and then working all week. Amen. And now you about to go back into it this weekend. So you needed that nap.
Yeah, I'm going. Oh, it's just Sunday. I ain't doing none Saturday. I ain't doing none Friday. The rest of this week, Sunday. That's a whole new week to me. I start Sunday as my new week. So that's it. Till I go back to Polk County and we party then. I know with it, all they thing, but I ain't gonna have to do nothing. So I'm just guest. Oh, but well, I had a 360, so I won't just be guest. I'll be working.
You'll be working that a little bit. You'll be working that, but you're gonna be. It's gonna be a great time, though. It's gonna be amongst family and friends and hometown. So you, that'll be a great event.
I can't wait.
Go down there and celebrate the grand opening.
The grand openings. Happy for these people. Look, people doing big things. Man.
I love businesses creating. I love that it's so many been so many wonderful businesses created within this last 2 years, and it's been wonderful. Yeah. It's just been the season has been boombastic. I'm telling you, y'all, that's gonna be my word for the elevation. Show today.
It's all about elevation.
Yes,
it's all about elevation and partnerships.
Yes,
in 2022, elevation and partnerships. That's what it's about.
Because we about to start connecting these dots.
It shall come to pass. So make sure you speak in positive. Just letting you know.
Yes. All right, y'all, we're going to jump into today's show. We're going to talk about Generation Z today, and that's one of my favorite topics these days, actually, because I'm starting to see, a lot more of this conversation being had lately. So, you know, it's something we need to talk about, but it's also something that we need to have on the forefront anyway, because we are going to have to be the people that are passing the torch. And you know, it's always incredible to see what you got coming up next. So next we have Generation Z. And yes, we have Generation Z. So the quote of the day is, each generation supposes that the world was simpler for the one before it.
Child, please.
Every generation, and that's true. We hear that all the time, because I've heard my mom's generation say it was different when we was growing up. I've heard me even say it when I talk, you know, to my kids, because certain things I do feel like they're going to miss out on. It's a lot of things that we got to do in childhood that now is frowned upon, or we got to just, like, our kids will never be able to experience, just because with all this pandemic stuff and the way that the world is changing, the violence and everything, but our kids will never be able to experience some of the things that we got to experience when it came to being out, going, staying over friends' houses, sharing clothes, hanging out, doing each other hair.
We had sleepovers,
but I'm thinking about some of the things that we used to do, because I was just having this conversation today.
Well, it's a lot of stuff. Think about, like,
the
summer job program, when you meet all these different people around the world, going to the different summer camps, Myers Park, Jack McClain. Different place, base over there at Basin Street, different stuff like that.
The teen dances.
Spring break come. You already know what time it is. It was, you know what? Going to Black on Black Rhymes last night, and Dimp celebrating his 25th anniversary here in town, and he was there as well. And when I seen the write-up about him in the newspaper, only thing I could think about, my first Dimp experience, I was young. I ain't have no business even over there at these people parties. But if anybody know, if you're in Tallahassee, before they did the roundabout on Orange Avenue, That little house that sat right there on the corner, you coming down Orange Avenue, going back towards South Monroe. It was a little house that sat right there on the corner. What's that? Jim Lee, but Jim Lee going up to Magnolia. That's my first time I experienced DJ Dent was there doing a party for some high school kids and some, I think it was some college, maybe some college kids out there, but they was grown. Some was grown, some was high school. And
he
I was
was
like,
he was the city
that.
DJ. He was
yeah,
DJing
and
all the parties back then.
All of them, he was every club, and he was
all
not.
the club, everything.
He said the DJ that actually named this weekend as Dent Week. He said he cannot take credit for naming this week Dent Week. Another DJ actually named it because he just did it one year, and he was like, "Man, this Dent Week." So he was like, I can't take credit for it because I was not the one that named
That
this
came
week.
up with it.
Yeah, so, but
What's up,
just,
Joe? What's up, Joe? Thank you for
hey, Joe,
dropping in.
appreciate it, Joe. Yes, it is, Joe. Your birthday is on Friday, bro. Your birthday is on Friday, the 14th. But just experiencing that and just to see what he had, like, God,
Right, Queen.
like, Ghost Town DJ song, all of that, and just it just lets you know like how far we done came, especially with you know if you've been in Tallahassee with the roundabout on Orange Avenue, like that was not there,
That was not there. That was
that was
definitely
not there,
not there.
and it
It
wasn't
was
a
definitely
four-lane
not
road.
there.
It was not a four-lane road at
They've
all.
done so many different things to the city within a matter of years, but to be in the city for as long for us to remember when Dent Week first started, because it's been 25 years. Yes, we were not supposed to be hanging out when Dent Week had his stuff going on, but we when it first started, but we were there. And that let and who would have thought that 25 years later it would still be going? That's
Still be going.
incredible. That's
Still be
incredible.
going.
And it's growing like it's a changed scene. It's not like because you got you're growing with your age as well. You're not you can't of course with you and I would love to see it still go on even when he no longer gonna be out there hanging out.
Yeah, he did say last night, he said he was like it can he said the 10th year was supposed to be the last one.
See what I'm saying?
He said because he say it can get very he say this can just planning an event every night can be very exhausting and a lot. And he was just like it's a lot, but I'm like, man, you people look forward to it. Like you got kids come here, go to college, they find out about it. They look forward to it just like we look forward to it when it first started. So you got people and people come from everywhere. Because there are a lot of people, everybody, the whole state know who he is.
Exactly.
So he was like, yeah, he said it could be a lot. So I don't know him.
Well, I remember him doing he do a speech every year for it, like talking about different things. I remember at the All Black Party in 2019 when he had it on the rooftop, I think it was at the DoubleTree. It was a beautiful experience. Everything it just that's why I say it gets better and better each year. You get to see like a full grown spectrum. You get to see like the hangout of the city's elite. And that's what I like to call them because that's who show up. You got the city's finest that are doing good things in the city. And as Joe say, he love to see how people shine because that's exactly what
That's
Dent
just
Week
what it is.
provides, especially for the older crowd. You get to see the people, the elective few or elective people come in and watch the city just light up bright with amazement because of this particular week, this particular show of events this man brings every
Every
year.
year,
And it's astounding. It's still beautiful and I love it. I love everything about it.
every
I love
year.
everything about it.
I ain't been out
So
on Dent Week in a long time though, in a
yeah.
long time.
2019 was my first time in like maybe 3 years, and then but at like before that though, it had been a while. I was like, hey,
And
because
that
you know,
was the
because
last time for me, 2019. Was it 2019? Yeah, 2019. Or was it 2020? 2020. was the last time for me.
I remember 2019 so vivid because it was I remember he had a theme for it. That's what I am forgetting though. But it was a real good hangout. And I'm glad you got to hang out and go out to the Black on Black Rhyme last
year. Oh yeah, that was good. I will, and I probably be doing that a lot of Wednesdays now.
Where is it at?
It's at Cater with Care, Day Cafe right down South Monroe. So you know, the pawn shop that sit right there.
And it's Black on Black Rhymes.
And Black on Black Rhymes, yeah, they be in there. The food was good.
You said
the entertainment was good.
It's at CWC or it's in the is next door.
No, it's at CWC. It'd be at CWC.
Well, that's what I'm putting.
Yep, the food was
Wednesday. Good. I mean Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesdays. I don't know. He always posts the flyer and stuff. But they're doing a Valentine's thing for couples.
They do.
And you're getting a full course meal. It's $100 for couples. You're getting a full course meal and everything is from like 5 to 8. But it's gonna be there, and they only selling like what he said, probably like 20 tickets.
Oh, we gotta check that out. Well, I'm not going to that, but but I'm gonna go out there on one of them Tuesdays and go check it out because I like to go to the spot on Tuesdays. I ain't go last night, but I like to go to the spot over on Gain Street. It's a nice little it's a Taco Tuesday vibe, but it's a real cool, laid back, chill vibe. I like that. So I'm gonna check out the Black on Black Rhyme. So y'all see it up on the screen now. Y'all make sure y'all check out Black on Black Rhyme. Said CWC on Tuesdays. What time you went, Queen? What time it start?
It started. Doors open up at 7. The show started at 7:30.
There you go. 7:30. What's up, Beezy? What's going on, boo?
Thanks, B. Thank you. Come out if you in town, come out and party with us on Sunday, B. Come out and party with us on Sunday. Come on, let's have a good time. But yeah.
So y'all. Let's go on and jump into this show. It's 7 o'clock, girl. You know, we'll get on here and chit chat all night and forget about
it's you my know, birthday, the time. Y'all. Look, like you know how we do. You know how we do on SW Podcast. Come on now, y'all get on here. I know we be just
right.
Come on now.
That's
give us
right,
a break.
That's right. Hold on, thank we got another you. Birthday.
Thank you, boo.
Birthday. It's my dog birthday. I wish I would
get up and dance, but I'm too tired.
The video back.
You know, I put on that young dolphin get with it.
I already know. I'll be riding them
all day long.
So we're gonna jump into the conversation, y'all. The first thing I want to say is Gen Z is not here to downplay their successes or their roles that led them there. They aren't awaiting a chance. They are taking their chances. And I think what that more so means is that our Gen Z is, they don't mind taking the role that's already created. Uh-huh. They're just going to tweak it a little bit and throw in what they want to do.
They don't just tweak it a little bit. They do a whole twist. A whole twist. B.
Ain't that right, B?
B.
Oh, goodness.
B. You
know, make me cough all out loud on these people radio.
My dog.
YouTube channel like that.
My dog.
I'm telling you. It's my dog's birthday.
It's that birthday time. Let's crack it. I was gonna go get me a tattoo, so that might be the next thing that I might need you to go with me. Go get me a tattoo.
Oh, go on, don't do it, then, Queen. You go on, don't do it.
I am. I need. I'm gonna get me two. I need one covered up, and I don't know what the other one gonna be.
Oh, you already got one.
I got one that need to be covered up. That's fading, but it need to just be a new tattoo. And then I'm going to get probably Queen C, probably either on my wrist or somewhere across my hand.
Oof. If you, I'm going to see if I, I'm going to, let me not even lie. I ain't doing it. I'm too scary. I'm way too scary. I try to talk myself into it, but I ain't gonna do it. I ain't even gonna play with it. I'm not gonna do it.
Chill.
I'm not. Oh, I know I'm not. God. I'm just about to lie to my own self. But so we're gonna talk about some things, some commonalities, or some things that are different. That the millennial, that the I'm telling you, I'm not gonna do.
She said, don't lie.
Because I have said it for years. I'm just not gonna.
Oh my myself. God.
Nah, it's not worth it. It's not worth the lie. I don't even want to get the bump on my tongue.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. So I'm gonna keep it moving. But so this is the thing. What we've learned about Gen Z is that they are risk takers. We're always telling people to drop the fear and put the fear to the side and, you know, take the chances. But a lot of times we don't do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between the newer generation and the generations before us. The generation before us were way more comfortable. If they got a good job, they stay on that job. They'll retire from that job. They don't care if it's the same amount of money. They just gonna stay.
Cause that's what they were, and that's what they was taught.
Our generation still, some of them still will do that. They'll bounce around. They won't stay on the same job, but they'll stay on jobs a little bit longer. But a lot of us have started more we're at the stage of small businesses as well. We've begun to create businesses and go out and be entrepreneurs and do things of that nature. But Generation Z, they ain't going to clock in.
They ain't finna clock on nobody clock, half of them.
They're not clocking
in. Majority of them.
A lot of them not even with you. They like, okay, y'all want me to go to college for what?
When I can't even get the job that I really want in the field that I'm going to college for. That's how a lot of them looking at it. So I'm wasting and they feel like their time being wasted.
And they feel like you're trying to make them, it's a trap. You want me to get into it and go and pay back all these student loans for what? My whole life. So now I owe y'all for going to college and I'm finna be, I gotta try to make a living off this money, pay y'all back, raise a family,
have retirement for long-term care for later on in life. And some people probably gonna pass without even paying the loan off.
Right, exactly.
Some gonna pass without even paying it off. So it's like what I'm doing.
It's a lot. And what's happening, what I've learned about this new gen, what about our children and some of the children, because we just made it to the millennial stage. I think our age is the last age of millennials. Mm-hmm. 37 on down, I believe. 38 or 37 on down are Gen Z. Starts the Gen Z trend. Yes.
It must be 38.
It might be 38. I think it's 38.
Because my brother, that means right after my brother. My brother was born in 83. So it may be 85. So
it got to be 38 then. But how about this? I mean, we got computers sitting in front of us. So when does Gen Z start? 1997.
If you focus on your goals, the problem is the people going to college just to go. That's true, E.
Yeah, true. That's very true. What we're calling out are the things that are being discussed about the Gen Z people. You know, we don't feel like that. I think anything can be considered a trap if you're not utilizing it properly. I think that people fall into repetitive situations. Millennials are from 1981. I just pulled it up to Z. So,
I didn't even know they was all the way to 80 to 97. I was thinking probably like 90, but I didn't even know 97. Golly, that means some people kids is millennials just like them.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
I think my brother Chris was born in 92. So Chris not. He'll Gen Z. Okay. So yeah, that's the age group right there. Now what? Okay. So this is the thing. Well, I put up a post last week, and I'm gonna read what I put up. I said there's a special dynamic between the generation we're from and the ones that we're raising. They aren't just lazy. They've heard complaints all their lives watching you go to work, come home super tired, not being able to parent because all you do is work. They are creating wealth from their phones and we're complaining about them being lazy. I've got many gripes about the generation we're raising and plenty more about the generation that I'm from. But one thing's for sure, they are not about to be played with in life when it comes to ends meet. They are the microwave generation for a reason. We can build capital with them, but they definitely aren't going to wait on us.
That's true.
I think the reason why I put that up is because I think a lot of us are starting to try to ease away, trying to separate ourselves from Gen Z versus trying to work with Gen Z.
Any type of business, anything that has to do with digital stuff, you need them.
Tech,
period. Like we in a digital age, people, and it's going to continue to grow. Like this is just where we at.
We learn how to code. Our generation would learn how to code because when we were doing MySpace, we were coding. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a lot of people knew that or not, but that's what coding was. But now, a lot of us forgot about that when we were doing MySpace. Now, everything is about coding. Everything is about coding. Everything. These kids know how to code, and they ain't never took a class. We need each other to build capital. We have to either come to a state of mind of understanding that we do have to work together or work with this generation, or we're going to be the generation that they talk about that stunted their growth and didn't help them. Because why are we going to set them up for failure before they even get started?
And then they're going to be running the country when we old. So
don't communicate. So if we're going to be almost the last generation of real voice communication, we have to start being a voice of reason. And that's going to...
You got to stop judging.
This is one, I think, something I read about millennials. The workplace has become a psychological battlefield, and the millennials have the upper hand because they are tech savvy with every gadget imaginable, almost becoming an extension of their bodies. They multitask. They talk. They walk. They listen and type and text all at once. And their priorities are simple. They come first. That's why I say we're still needed. We're still needed because we're dealing with, we have now gone from a sympathetic and empathetic people to people who are only thinking of themselves. And I don't think they're just selfish. What I think when I say they're thinking of themselves, they're going to make sure numero uno is taken care of before they take care of other people. That's not selfish. That's not selfish at all.
You just making sure that your I's and J's are dotted and that T is crossed.
Because what we've been groomed to do in our time is to make sure we take care of the people and then put ourselves last.
Yeah, and you can't do that no more.
No, that's why people so run down.
Lot of the generation before us, that's why they like they are.
Because they put everybody before them. They don't even know. You know that a lot of the people before us don't even have an identity until like, I didn't want to, I always said that I was not going to be my mom because my mom only identity was mom. Until we got grown, that's when we knew Harriet really even existed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seriously, because, and I always said I was not going to be that way because I don't want to feel like I regret being a parent. And that's what I felt like that would have done to me if I would have just set up and just put all of my 24/7 into my children. If I'm doing that, how am I creating anything for them?
And then they watch everything you do, and then they end up doing this. They'll end up, one of them, or if not both, will end up doing the same thing.
The same thing. You got to change how things are done. And it's not to say that she was wrong in what she did. It's just that that's what she knew to do. I got these children. These were given to me. I got to take care of them. But what she didn't know and what she didn't realize is that she could take care of us and her, too. Mm-hmm. That's where my siblings came in to play. We changed that within ourselves. When we became parents, we know that we got to take care of our children. Yes, true indeed.
But we still finna live our life.
But we still go, what you mean? So you like, trying to tell me I can work 40 hours plus a week.
And let's go home and do another 40. Go home and do another 40. And at home is more than 40. So you doing 100 hours a week, 100 at home, 40 on somebody else's job.
So, and you don't got nothing to show for it but old wrinkles and gray hair and stress marks and overweight syndrome. Man, no, ma'am. We changed that. So we changed it for us. Now we have to see what they're going to do for them. And then, okay, so that was a quote for about Gen Z, but this is a quote about millennials.
Uh-huh.
This is funny because it got so much truth in it, but it also still a little, you know, gaspy. I am concerned that millennials are stressed out. They have a higher suicide rate than any other generation at their same age. They have the highest diagnosis.
You talk of depression. About why y'all talking about me. Oh my God.
Are you crazy?
Oh, talk about why is y'all talking about me?
No, stop it. This die. Hold on.
I did not know we was talking about you. E, our bad.
E, you got to tell us which part was about you. E. All right, let me restart this. I am concerned that millennials are stressed out. They have a higher suicide rate than any other generation at their same age. They have the highest diagnosis of depression at their age than any other generation. And I think we have raised a generation that does not know how to be sad. They are programmed for success, and the threat of failure is devastating. If they not talking about us, I don't know who they talking about. Queen, think about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Our generation.
A lot of truth.
Listen, we do not. E, what? E.
Really, E. Really?
E, I'm not putting that comment on the screen.
Really, E? Really?
We're going to talk about that off air. They are programmed for success and the threat of failure is devastating.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Because Queen, do you know how true that is though? Because we are so concerned with failing in our generation. That's why we don't take risks like that.
Yeah, but you got to though. You got to start at some point. Especially if you're trying to accomplish a certain type of lifestyle and being able to leave a legacy for your children. So you got to take a risk. But the statement is true. It is very true. It is definitely
the statement is true. It stands. And that's why I put Gen Z's statement first, because I wanted to read their priorities are simple. They come first. Yeah. And our priorities are that we're always worried about what somebody else either going to think, if we're going to fail, or if it's even worth taking the risk.
Bump it. Do it. Just do it. You can't say you ain't try. You can't say you ain't. You got to try. You got to try. So I'd rather fail with trying than fail because I ain't do it at all.
That's when it's no longer failing, it's regret.
Yeah.
And that's even worse than because now you sitting up you second guessing yourself, you thinking about all the opportunities that you missed because you didn't take that chance. Now you see this other person, these other people
doing the same idea, same concept, everything, and you just like, dang. And I can say that for my own self.
Me too.
When I first started making wigs in 2011, making my own first wigs, and I just stopped. Now look where it's at now. So it's like, you be like, dang, like, if I would have just kept at it.
But I think too that we didn't have, again, you got to come look at what we were raised under. We were raised from a generation of a complacent. If they were complacent and they knew that they needed to take care of their family without it, because everybody was built on this American dream type of mentality.
Me and my mom just had this conversation a while back, and she was like, if she knew about what she know now when it comes down to investing money, you know, the stock market, all this different stuff that she didn't learn to know about finances and how to do stuff. She said, you know, we was brought up, finish high school, go to college, get a good job. Like you were saying earlier, get a good job, find a husband or a wife, you know, raise your family, save a little bit for save for retirement. Work till you can't work no more. It wasn't, go work for somebody. If you got a side hustle, make it turn it into your main business or whatever. But she was like, if she only knew what she know now, she wouldn't. Everything for us would have been totally different. Like our lifestyle would have been totally different. So it's it's crazy. It's a lot, but you have to. You got to take risks, man. You got to take the risk.
You're going to have to go ahead and put that fear of failure to the side. This is the year of implementation. So there's so many different things that you're going to have to want to come outside the box with doing just because you got to put it to the side in order to get where you're going to go. You've raised your children and you've done the things you needed to do. So to make sure that they have a better life. Now we're going to focus on us. And a lot of times, more than none, we don't have the opportunities. A lot of parents don't have the opportunities to even focus on themselves. Some of them die trying to raise their kids. Some of them burnt out, go through health issues to where they don't even have the opportunity to do what we have the opportunity to do. So if you are able to get to a point where you raise your kids and your dream is to do things once you take care of your children and it's that time, take that time now to do that.
Yeah. And I even say once your kids get to a certain age, me and my stepdad was talking about this the other weekend. He was like, they was talking about me and how much they didn't realize that I went out of town every month last year. So November and December, in which that was the end of the year. And my stepdad, well, he was just like, he told my mama, man, Candace grown. Candace doing the same thing she's seen us do. She's seen us get up and going. Look, so she getting up and going. And my daughter, and my son are 4 years apart. My daughter just like, Ma, I got Rashad. Go enjoy yourself. Go enjoy life. And, you know, you didn't did your part. But you have to, you can't be scared. And it's just time to live, y'all. Like, it is time to live. It's time to enjoy life. Some of us had kids at early ages. Some of us had kids when we didn't want to have kids. But just think about, like, if you're 40 years old and you got an adult child,
yep,
baby. And I mean, no matter where that adult child is in their life, just know that you raised that adult child. Now, whatever decision they made after they left your household, that's on them. That's still your child. But you raised them to do what was right. But it's just time to live. Like, you can't be scared no more. You got to get you some people that's going to make you accountable for what you're trying to do. That's going to push you.
And you
got to
trust, say, and you gotta trust that.
Hey, you didn't you say you was going to do such and such as a friend? Come on, get up. Let's go. What you got going on? Nobody ain't got time for you to be sober. As I told somebody this weekend, baby, at this time in our age, in my life, and all of us that's probably 40 or better, offended to be 40, you ain't got time for no liabilities. You need assets. Friends that's assets that can elevate you, and you can y'all elevate each other. You can't need, you don't need nobody that's holding on to your coattail, yep, and they dragging along. You don't need that. So you got to just be like,
and
friends.
And at this time, we always talk about that, Queen. At this time in our life, if you got people around you that's a liability, baby, you don't, what you trying to do with yourself then? Because I was just talking about this with somebody at work, and they were out of town. And, you know, and they got a call from a friend who got in trouble about something crazy or whatever. And I was like, well, what is it, something that they could have avoided or something that, you know, that they just had to do because it needed to be done? You know, it's because sometimes circumstances happen. That's true. It was like, it was avoidable. It was definitely avoidable because once, you know, you get these calls and it puts you in a spot like, damn, what do I do? Or how do I say it? Mm-hmm. No, it ain't no how do I say it or what do I do. If this is your friend and this is somebody who you care about, if you're not giving them what they need, you feeding them wrong.
That's it.
We're not supposed to be feeding each other smut and dirt.
I ain't
supposed
to pacify
each other
now.
Health and wealth. How do we get to this point of trying to change that within this our society? Because it's changing. We know that it's changing.
Your monitor your speaker keep going up. You just, I don't hear you at all, Queen. At all.
My brother keep calling my phone, girl. And I'm about to call him. And that's why this is what I'm talking about. If y'all paid attention to what I tell y'all I do on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30, you'll know not to call my phone.
My cousin said that. She said, cuz, I want to call you. She said, but I forgot today, Wednesday, you got the podcast and I'm working right now.
Exactly.
So when I get off, you'll be on the podcast. So I'll call you tomorrow. I was like, all right.
My time.
Misha, no.
This is 6:30 to 6:30, 7:30 every Wednesday. We do not change this time. It's been this way for a while now, Queen. I don't know why people just don't remember that. But
that part. Oh, my God.
Well, I was about to say this, though. So I'm going to give y'all some key things that we're going to tell y'all the difference between Gen Z.
They don't eat.
But eat crazy.
So
some of the things that are different between Gen Z and the millennials is this. Gen Z is motivated by security. These young people were still kids during the Great Recession, which means that they have been seeing their parents take huge financial hits. A significant portion of their lives, they may have been defined by struggles related to that. So millennials have been more idealistic and more motivated by purpose than paycheck. However, Generation Z may lean more towards security and money. So what they're doing differently is that they'll stay home a little bit longer and put all their paychecks away.
Yeah. And that's good.
That's perfect.
That's perfect, because see, you setting yourself up for your financial future.
That's right.
And I think every parent should let their kids stay home to us, but you need to be stipulations. Like, if you're gonna be home to 25, I need you da 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 da. And da-da. When you get ready to leave from up out of my house, as I done told my kids, you stay here as long as you want. By the time 25 come, you finish college or whatever you decide to do, trade, start business, whatever it may be, we setting you up that when you leave, you gonna move into your own condo, your own townhouse, your yep. own house that you own. I don't need yep. you leaving my house after you done been with me from the time I had you to 25, and you leaving out of here broke and going to rent from somebody else. That ain't happening like that. We did that. We ain't finna do that for the next ones. Got to set them up for financial success.
And security. Because they're looking for security within their money versus us looking for security within employment.
Yes.
So that means that they're willing to take risks with investments because they're willing to mm-hmm. make their money work for them. They're willing to take risks with taking chances. They're willing to fail to get to where they're trying to go.
Think about when the whole thing with the stocks and stuff with, what is it, GameStop. And how all those young people went and put their money into GameStop, and some of them made millions just like that. So you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't playing.
They ain't playing. Another thing is Gen Z may be more competitive. They have a more competitive edge they are. About them.
Looking at my kids, very competitive. Very.
Very competitive. You can't tell them they can't do it. And millennials are said to be collaborative and teamwork oriented. We are. We'll bring people in. That's why I say this is why I feel like so many times more than no, we have to work together. Because if we're willing to bring in the teamwork and the orientation of collaboration, and they are willing to bring in inclusion as a priority, and we know that their inclusion means that they're just working on, they're just trying to get this thing done without worried about other people's opinions. Yeah. That's needed sometimes because that's too true. Many opinions will change the whole dynamic change of the project.
Change your whole narrative of everything. Change your complete mind. Your mind was already made up, and here go Larry, Curly, Moe, Katie, and all of them then said some, and all of them got different opinions. And you didn't change your whole mind when you should have went with your the first thing you said, because that's usually always the right thing.
Always more than none. Gen Z is definitely more entrepreneurial. We know that entrepreneurial. They also want to communicate. Gen Z wants to communicate face to face and not over the phone. Their phone is a tool. Their phone is not to be used as a communication tactic as far as getting business done face to face. They want to see you in your face when you're talking about stuff like that. But that phone, no, that thing that followed them around, and a lot of reason is because they need to have it explained a little bit and more in depth. So they say that we have been described as digital narratives, meaning that we grew up in a world that was full of landlines and dial-up intranets. Rather than open collaborative workspace, but they also want to manage their own projects so that their skills and abilities can shine through. That's what the difference between we're teamwork collaborative. They willing to stand alone, take the fail or take the win. A lot of us, we are rather stand in a group and like, well, everybody failed.
We all fail. Nah, if I fail, I'm gonna fail alone. I'm gonna fail alone. As I say, ride alone. Nobody don't know what you done when you done rolled alone.
Yeah, that's why you got to take those risks. Gen Z will multitask more than millennials. Now, this is the part that stumped me a little bit. So I'm gonna read what they had to say about that because I feel differently.
What you feel, Queen? Go ahead, read it.
So they say, if you thought your millennial employees were easily distracted, always flipping between text and email, just wait until you start working with members of Gen Z. These young people have always lived in a connected world, and they're used to constant updates from dozens of apps. Dozens. So switching between different tasks and paying simultaneous attention to a wide range of stimuli comes naturally to them. So they're basically saying digitally and technically they're multitaskable. But no, not with life.
No.
That's where we're finding things to be a little bit different because in the workplace, since it's required to multitask,
they still calling you, your
okay.
Problem.
It says that now, because now if you're working in a workspace, you're on computers and stuff, you're multitasking screen to screen, app to app. They're used to that. We're the ones that are starting to have to get used to all that, going from paper over to complete wireless, and they were born in a wireless stage, so they don't got no
like everything they ever learned was wireless.
Everything they had is wireless.
Yeah, everything. So they used to it.
We fucked if we don't get that.
you got to get with the times now. You really, and it be hard sometimes. But you got to get with the times. Like, for a long time, I ain't want to update my phone. And I still ain't really updated my phone. I'm still some Android.
Girl,
behind
listen,
in my notes.
Listen, Queen. The last iPhone update came about a month ago, girl. I just did my update. I seen that there was a new update to the FaceTimes and all that. Girl, I'm so behind. So this is what I'm talking about. They well adjusted. They be looking at me like, "Mom, you still on that?"
Look, when
Let
I tell
say,
you, I got
to post
note
on Facebook
eight.
That you working, damn it.
I got a note 8, and I have not.
Tell them, because they keep calling me. What's wrong with these people?
So you know, I don't know, but I can multitask on this phone now.
I do real good multitasking on my phone.
Yeah, I can multitask, and I am getting into learning, like checking out when I see people post certain apps. I do go check them out, read them, and learn how to do different stuff. Now, if I'm interested in it, I'm gonna do it, especially if it's some trying to help me grow whatever I'm trying to do in business wise. So
business, I'm trying to get more tech savvy. Period, because we're trying to grow our podcast, so we gotta get way more. You know, or we could just get us an intern.
Now, see, I thought about that too. We need a young one. We need
us an intern. We'll have all this stuff roped out. We'll have all this stuff rolling out like this with these new kids, girl. You get on that. Gen Z is more. Gen Z are true digital natives, and they want to. And oh yes, this is big. This is big. Gen Z wants to be catered to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're not gonna be the parents.
The life, the world ain't evolved around you, boy. Get out, snap out of it,
baby. Well, wait until they become parents. So just imagine if they want to be catered to. That means kids gonna be cooking early. What's happening? Because kids don't want to do nothing but do the digital stuff. What else they doing?
Think about us though, like. A lot of stuff do change from generations, but some stuff don't change. Because I can hear myself saying to my children, just wait till you have kids. And I remember my mama saying that. I didn't hear my grandma say that and stuff. And being 41 years old today, I'm like, boy, I remember when mom said such and such. And she definitely wasn't lying. Like, she definitely wasn't lying.
That all the time, though. I say that about a lot of things. It's always the youngest, though, B. It's always. The older seems to see a lot more things. That the older be like, I don't know if I want to disappoint mom and mess up, so I'm gonna go on and get it done. The youngest be like, elf mom. You know what I'm saying? They don't. That's just the way it go. We know that, but we
that youngest.
Gen Z era don't want to conform to workplace. They want people to conform to them. So if you were coming in but that's not different than us. That's not different than the people before us. Everybody wanted the people to have understanding for the employees. The difference now is that millennials and the young people just entering the workspace today, there are clear generational differences. Every member of the generation is an individual that you will see unique traits from. But keeping them in mind, what you just have to do is always think about who you're dealing with when you're dealing with them. You can't think that the 60-year-old woman that working.
They keep calling you, queen. They keep calling you.
I'm about to snap.
Don't snap, Cheryl.
But anyway, you can't think that the 60-year-old woman that work in the office is going to have the same mindset as the 22-year-old that works in the office as well. We got to start having understanding of the people that we're dealing with. That's
and
pretty much.
Got to respect everybody, because some of the y'all older generation now, y'all don't be respecting the younger generation enough, and y'all feel like because y'all older that y'all can say whatever you want to them, and you can't. Everybody deserves respect, no matter what age you is. And I have seen that with the older generation. Like, man, you just can't say what you want to say to people, and then you want them to everybody. Also still respect you. You can't do that. So a lot of the older generation need to be mindful of that, and the younger generation too need to be mindful of being respectful as well. But you know, some people wasn't taught how to be respectful to others. Yeah, no, that's your mammy fault.
Maybe we need to have some more of those classes where they, you know, learn it a little bit more about etiquette and manners, that's touchy too with people, because when you talk about etiquette and manners and stuff, you're talking about his and her, and then they don't went from his and her and they to she. So we can't, it's a lot of things now you can't do etiquette wise. Now with everything, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I know that times are really changing to the point of being to almost, you can't say nothing. Yeah. It's gonna be everything. Just pick up your phone and send the message and say what you need to say that way. Because if you step on anybody's toes or do anything wrong or anything,
they get very offended.
So yeah, Queen, what you got to say for us to get out of here? What's a positive thought that you can give to Gen Z?
A positive thought to give to Gen Z. Man, keep pushing, stay motivated, and just be your authentic self. Just be your authentic self. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Just look straight ahead and be your authentic self. And get you some asset people around you, not them liabilities now. But you can't be no liability. You got to upgrade to be the asset. Because we got to elevate each other. Can't be I'm elevating you and I'm
got to be an asset.
Hotel.
So got we got to be an asset.
You got to be an asset. You got to be an asset. But man, look, just being your authentic self, that's the most important. That's the most important. You got to just be you. And when you just be you, well, I'm going to put it like this. When you learn who you are, that's when you can be your authentic self, because you got to truly know who you are to be your authentic self.
That's key.
So once you learn who you are and what your purpose truly is for you to be here, your authentic self will come. It will shine forth with no with no problem. So you got to learn who you are, what you're here for your authentic self can shine forth. And man, once that happened, you sky's the limit. Don't fear.
So no thank fear. Y'all to everybody who definitely tuned in today, for one, and all of y'all that came on to give Queen C some love for her birthday.
Appreciate you, Siobhan.
It's my doll birthday. It's my doll birthday. It's my doll birthday. It's my doll birthday.
Y'all don't want me to be y'all. Look. Hey. Don't watch my IG page with me saying that young doll phone. Sure don't let me put this music on and be jamming on y'all right now.
Go check out. If you're not doing anything Sunday evening, though, we're going to be out at the Social Lounge celebrating Queen 41st birthday, y'all.
You got a booth, baby.
Deal. Every year is a big deal. We celebrate birthdays and love birthdays because this is our new year. Our cocoon always reopens every year for
on
us.
Your birthday.
Whenever we can open our eyes to celebrate, we are given the opportunity to shine another year. Thank y'all for tuning in and giving Queen C her birthday love, giving her flowers. Y'all know it goes up this Sunday when we hang out with my friend, dog. You know, he said, turn the song.
You want me to play it?
Let me see if I got the song. Let me turn it on real quick. Let me turn it on real quick because it ain't nothing now.
It ain't nothing.
I'm gonna do it before we get out of here because it has to be done.
Hey. We're gonna have some fun on Sunday night, y'all. Y'all get ready.
She already got it playing over there.
Hey, come on, young dog. The streets, nigga.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all already know it's SW Podcast. Y'all know how we do over here.
Thank y'all for tuning in today. And if y'all want to show my dog some birthday love, what that cash app is?
Cash App Queen Players One. Queen Players
One. What's your Cash App Queen?
It's Queen Players One.
Clean. All right. Y'all drop my dog some of them Cash App coins. If you can't come out Sunday, drop some coins. But we're going to be out this Sunday at the Social Lounge hanging out with Queen C for her birthday. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Gen Z subject today because it's always important to talk about multifaceted conversations, but also implementing generations and not creating a gap, but bridging it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in today. We love y'all. We like y'all. We appreciate y'all. And we will see y'all next week because y'all know every Wednesday at 6:30 is SW Podcast Wednesday. And we love it. Peace. Y'all have a good one. Be easy.